When it comes to catching steelhead or salmon, typically Josh Mills is my go-to expert, but when it comes to using a simple corky, I'm going to go to fishing expert Sean Walburn. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
There's a few different ways to rig it up, but they're all essentially the same. However, the way I choose to rig mine up is I use a 24-inch leader, generally. My leader length is determined upon the depth of the water where I'm going to be fishing. The deeper the water, the longer I go with the leader. So basically, I'll just cut a piece of fluorocarbon leader material. I will tie a salmon egg knot, also referred to as the bumper knot, on the hook so you can attach bait or eggs if you choose to. The next step is I just run a corky, a number 12, and I peg it about 1.5 inches above the hook and run a little tuft of white yarn off the back of the corky. And the reason for that is because I want it to mimic a spawned out egg of either a salmon or a steelhead, because the salmon and steelhead, their instinct is to crush the egg, the survival of the fittest. But then once I have that established, I tie a barrel swivel on the opposite end of the hook where the hook is, and then I run a snap swivel up the main line, and then I tie my tag end off of my rod and reel setup. After I put the snap swivel on, that's what I'm going to use to attach my weight. The amount of weight also determines on the flow of the river, you know, how fast it is or how slow it is. Cast it out and let it drift through a hole or a transition in the bottom where there's a little drop off or a channel.
Very nifty advice. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.